This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, 3:06. Can I tell you a legitimately psycho thing I did this morning?
Sure.
So you know how much I love the weather, right?
Oh, yes.
I'm a middle-aged white guy. I love the weather. Mm-hmm. And you know how much I love my buddy Matt Chambers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they're on before 6 a.m., but I never see it before 6 a.m. unless it's something's really gone bad in my life. So I'm typically like 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and watching them and Claire and Mo and everybody. And this morning I woke up and it was 10 till 6 and I wanted to sleep a little more. So I went downstairs, turned on the television, put it on KMOV and paused it. Okay, not insane yet. Not crazy yet.
Okay.
Then I went through and I fast-forwarded it to the weather four different times. I watched Matt do his forecast, the same forecast. I could have done the forecast because I watched it four different times.
I don't think that's psycho.
You don't think that's crazy?
No.
That's fine.
If it were a female meteorologist, people would be like, what the hell are you doing?
No.
Watching her four different times.
I think you just like the forecast and you wanted to, you know. You just wanted to take in that content one more time.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with liking an especially good forecast and, you know, watching it back. I'm sure Matt would appreciate it.
Rach is talking to me like I'm very young and not all there.
It's okay,
it's
sweetie.
Fine.
He likes the weather, man.
Good. Matt would watch you four times in a row.
Sometimes we have big feelings, and sometimes those feelings are about the weather.
It's true.
And that's okay.
It's true.
Looking around and going, he just really likes the weather, man, to everybody else.
I did that, though. I forwarded through it four different times in a row. So it's not even like I watched it every 15 minutes. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it four times in a row.
And you were thinking maybe it would be different?
No, I just enjoy it.
Okay.
It's just cozy. And Matt's good at it. And
see, I think it's would be weirder if you didn't know Matt, but you do, and you're like, well, that's my buddy. I want to see him give his forecast, you know? Or even if you didn't know him, it's like, that's my favorite weather person. I'm going to watch.
Still
his
feels
forecast.
Weird.
You're allowed to have a favorite weather person, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you do if we were like, that is psycho, you got problems?
I would be like, I told you, right? Yes.
Messed up, dog.
Yes. Something's wrong in the old membrane. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, so I lied to you in the office earlier today, Dave. I said, I said, we can't do fast food news. There's not enough fast food news from last week. Well, I got this article here talking about all of these changes coming to fast food chains in 2025 that I think would be of great interest to us.
Certainly in this room.
Let's go through it together.
A false sense of security.
So these are things coming to fast food chains next year, 2025. First off, let's start with McDonald's Pocket Burger Central. It has a new value menu in the works. So that's quite exciting. It's been a while since you could get like, you know, $5 value meals, extra value meals. But in the wake of a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to the Quarter Pounder burger that is still causing people to become sick throughout the U.S., business is down for McDonald's.
Yeah.
So they're getting their thinking caps on, and they say they have an all-new value menu reportedly set to drop in 2025. I can't give you details on the value menu. I just know that it's coming.
Okay. They have a decent enough $5 meal that you can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a it's either a McChicken or a McDouble, and a small fry, 4-piece nugget, and a small soda.
Isn't it crazy? It's not crazy because it's human greed, but isn't it crazy that they got so over their skis this past couple years? Just fast food in general, you know, $18 for Big Mac meals and things like that, and they all got chastened because we all were like, this. I can go to like Chili's. I can go sit down, have someone bring me my food and drink, have it fresh and have it better for the price you're charging me for a damn Big Mac meal.
That being said, the price at those places has also increased astronomically. Across the board, to eat outside of your house, the prices have gone up. But it was pure hubris from the fast food places that they thought that they would be able to get away with price conflations on the level of like your Applebee's or Chili's or TGI Fridays.
They did for a while.
And that we would just take it lying down.
So Chick-fil-A is going to be growing its international presence in 2025. I didn't know if you guys knew this or not, but other than Puerto Rico and Canada, you can't really get Chick-fil-A outside of the U.S.
Didn't know that.
But they say that in early 2025, Singapore will see its very first Chick-fil-A location. We'll also see it in the United Kingdom and parts of Asia. So that's very exciting for folks in those countries and areas that they're going to be getting Chick-fil-A.
Boy, the anti-gay thing just didn't slow them down at all, did it?
Chicken's real good, man.
I also think it's kind of foggy. Like, can the average person explain the anti-gay thing, the anti-trans? No, you just hear from other people like, right. Oh, yes, they don't support gay people. Okay, can you explain that in detail? Like, most people can't. They just go like, I'm just going to get the chicken anyway. Whether or not that's a good thing, I'm not here to say. I'm
right,
just saying, like,
right. No.
It's not something that people have done, like, not that many people have done a deep dive on,
yes.
I feel like.
Yes.
Wendy's is going to be stepping up its AI technology in 2025. They're going to be using these signs that have the ability to change prices, the surge pricing that we talked about earlier this year.
Yeah.
So that's something that will come up. And then I believe going through the drive-through, you might see that at more Wendy's, that they'll be using an AI assistant.
Okay, so I know what surge pricing is. Can you explain it to me again apropos of this? Like, for example, are they going to have non-surge pricing where a meal's normally $9, but now it's only $5 because we don't have many customers?
I believe that's exactly how it works, is during non-peak times, they can kind of discount the food. During peak times, it'll go up to a quote-unquote regular price or the price you would
Andrew,
expect.
I'm guessing you hate that.
I hate it because I can't be assured enough that's going to be how it works. Like, of course, they're saying it to make it sound really appealing. Oh, you can get cheaper food during off hours, and then you pay the normal price. What's the normal price going to be, right? If you raise the price of everything by $1, then suddenly I just feel like I'm paying more for the surge pricing. I mean, that's how it works on Uber and stuff. You don't pay less when you Uber take a ride and then you pay a normal price when it's super busy. You pay astronomically more. Same thing with the surge pricing or the dynamic pricing, as they now call it, because surge
pricing. Is Wendy's the only one doing this?
People found out surge pricing is bad.
They're the only ones I know of that are going to have these signs that will automatically change prices. But, I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that if it's a success for them, you're going to see it picked up all over the place. So I did not know this, but Jack in the Box has not been in Chicago for 40 years. For the past 4 decades, you haven't been able to get Jack in the Box in Chicago. But in 2025, Jack in the Box will be reopening. 8 Jack in the Box locations are expected to be planted over the duration of 2025, marking a comeback for the restaurant and craving Chicago residents.
So you wonder if they'll be excited by it or if they'll be like, we don't even know what that is. Like,
I think they would have to see. Well, maybe they don't air commercials in that area.
They'll probably
don't even get it.
They'll probably be pretty disappointed.
Five Guys is going to be planting itself in Portugal, so they're going to be going more international as well. So if you're planning on taking a trip to Portugal, fear not, you'll be able to get Five Guys burgers and fries while you're there. And Chipotle will continue to focus on fixing its portion issues. That's been a huge story in 2024.
They need to get this out of the news cycle.
They
right?
do. They do. Whether it's people scamming Chipotle, not scamming Chipotle, but, you know, filming to make sure that they get a ton of a portion, or if it's Chipotle, you know, skimming some off the top. They just need to, figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Get a scoop and be like, fill this scoop. And that's exactly the portion you're getting.
Seems easy.
It does.
Let's see here. What else? Popeye's Kitchens will be getting an upgrade. So they say that a lot of their locations are outdated looking, and they don't have automated technologies installed in the cooking spaces. So employees have been doing the majority of the work, whereas at like McDonald's or something, I guess they're a little more high tech and there are certain steps you can skip as a worker. They're going to be upgrading Popeyes, so maybe it'll be a smoother experience when you go through their drive-through in 2025. And my final story here, there will be new Raising Cane's storefronts popping up all over America next year as well.
They got to figure out a way not to steam those fries.
And then they serve it to you in the styrofoam. I don't think that's helping.
No, definitely
you
not.
You get it in that like clamshell and it's all steaming together. Yeah. Maybe if they could just put it in a bag, like everyone put it in a little fry bag like everyone else, that might be a little bit better.
There's nothing steamier. You could power a train with a Cane's...
I guess there's some freaks out there that don't like crispy fries. Like Five Guys wouldn't eat a Five Guy fry in a bet.
Yeah.
Cane's, like same thing. Fry. Do you?
Yeah.
Freak.
What? I mean, that's your opinion. That's how you feel about me because of my opinion. Fine.
I started the whole thing out that I watched Matt Chambers 4 times in a row today.
Yeah, you psycho. Get
shaming
off
her because she doesn't.
So anyway, I watched it the 7th time, and sure enough, wouldn't you know it, he said the same thing.
Sign of love behind the tears.
Rachel, I think I bought a girl's shirt.
Not the jacket.
Yeah. No. I don't get it, because it's a medium, and it fits me, but it buttons backwards.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Can I see, like, the tag?
Yeah, I'll come over there.
Yeah.
It does
button over here,
backwards.
Let me see it. I mean, for
maybe
a
it's European.
Let's see the tag. Sorry.
It's called Lady Fudd.
Fair Trade Factory. I mean, it doesn't say like women's.
The guy I bought it from said men's.
It looks like a men's jacket, so just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there left-handed shirts?
What was the name of the company? Fair Trade something?
Madewell.
Madewell.
Well, it's very nice, and even if it is for a woman, you're rocking it, so.
Thanks.
Madewell.
I think the panties I'm wearing are also girls.
Yeah, probably.
What a coincidence. Like, are there reverse buttoning men's shirts?
I don't think
so. Am I lying to myself?
Are there men's shirts made by Madewell?
Yeah, dude.
Because all
it's
I'm
not
seeing
all
is,
girls.
Is ladies.
Don't get in my head now. Half the stuff I wear is from Madewell.
Ladies.
Yeah, they've got a men's department here.
Okay. Yeah, of course they do.
Well, wait till the buttons button.
Check it.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Here, this is very similar to what you're wearing, Dave. The corduroy shirt jacket.
Yep, I found it right here.
And it looks like it buttons on the wrong side.
Okay.
So maybe this is just a creative choice by the Madewell folks.
All right, then.
That's pretty nice.
Fine. I'm just avant-garde.
Yeah.
This one is being sold by a woman. Doesn't mean it's women's. Just means it's being sold online by a woman.
You're not helping. Be more like Rach.
I think that's a guy's jacket because it doesn't. It's not built like a woman's jacket.
Well, if that were a woman's medium, it would be kind of like a big woman's medium.
There you
like,
go.
It would run very oversized, and it's like pretty oversized on you, even. So I think you're safe.
Okay.
I think it looks good either way. You know. I'll still be your friend even if you're wearing women's clothes.
When I was buttoning it this morning, I'm like, this feels weird.
Something, my muscle memory is having a tough time right now.
Is it inside out? Something feels off. Smells like Chanel No. 5. We have a Wayback Wednesday?
We do, because we won't be here on Throwback Thursday.
Hell no.
Let's do Wayback Wednesday. 57 years ago in 1967, the Beatles released Magical Mystery Tour featuring the title track, The Fool on the Hill. Also, I Am the Walrus, Strawberry Fields Forever, Hello, Goodbye, Penny Lane, and All You Need Is Love.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's one of the albums I'm not that into, but it's good lineup, good songs.
Yeah. I've really been enjoying Revolver, which we've been listening
to
today.
My fave.
Yeah, might be my favorite. I don't know. I love the White Album, too. So,
isn't that interesting? I do, too. But the White Album was supposed to be a single album. And they were all fighting, and they were breaking up, and they were all, there's only two songs that they all played on at the same time, like Ringo and Paul went in and recorded a couple songs by themselves. So it was a very sad album.
Mm-hmm.
And George Martin famously said that half the tracks were not up to the standards of the Beatles and they should never have been recorded.
But wow.
I know.
Really interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
50 years ago in 1974, Carl Douglas's classic jam Kung Fu Fighting went gold.
Ooh.
He then tried a follow-up with Dance the Kung Fu. Did not do as well.
I did not know that. How did I not know
Dance
that?
The Kung Fu.
We have to see if we can find that.
Okay. 44 years ago in 1980, Bosom Buddies featuring Paul Scolari and some guy named Tom Hanks debuted on ABC. I've never seen an episode.
I loved it. Yeah, Michael Keaton, that's when I first found my style of humor. Like Tom Hanks from Bosom Buddies and Splash and Michael Keaton from Mr. Mom. Mm-hmm. Like it's the first time I'd seen anyone be funny in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Mr. Mom. That's such a fun movie. 43 years ago in 1981, the British photographic industry, with the endorsement of rock stars like Elton John, placed ads in the British press claiming home taping is wiping out music. If only they had any idea of what was to come.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see here. 35 years ago in 1989, Paul McCartney suggested that the three surviving Beatles might reunite, but George Harrison shot down that idea, saying, quote, there won't be a Beatles reunion as long as John Lennon remains dead.
Yikes.
Yeah. 29 years ago in 1995, America Online purged the word breast from its system in order to get rid of obscene or vulgar language. Of course, angry breast cancer survivors who used AOL protested, and a week later they brought back the word.
Again, if they could know where we are now, they would be feeling kind of silly.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that solved the problem forever.
One more here. 11 years ago in 2013, a movie I've seen a million times because of my sweet little nieces, Frozen, was released. No sign of love being
to understand. Here comes one of the dumber things I'll say today. It must have been amazing to be a part of the Beatles during this era. Every other day you're writing a hit song.
I know.
And you're getting along, and you're famous, and you're rich, and it's fun, and you're the Beatles, and it all went bad for them. But, like, there was a time, like, during Revolver where just killing it.
Kind of hard to think of a cooler person to be than a
right?
member of the Beatles
right?
during that period of time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, in all of history.
Yeah. No, really true. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Quick question.
Yeah.
How many people are in the office right now?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that at this point, it's just people on the air.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I
sure. By 3:30 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might even be a day off for them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what was happening on the television side. Yeah, you know, it was like, well, where is everybody? It's, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. It's now a 5-day vacation.
Yeah, which I kind of get because, like, emergencies come up, but in the media, like, no one's making a buy on Thanksgiving
exactly.
Eve. So.
Right. No, nobody's calling. Nobody's calling them.
Yeah. Yeah, like maybe they're taking pies by or cookies or something, so whatever. What's the Murray couple of days looking like for you guys?
Just quiet. It's just the two of us and the two pups. And I just picked up the turkey about 2 hours ago, cooking a little turkey, because the family's coming in the middle of December.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Do the pups get anything special for Thanksgiving?
They get a little turkey, sure.
Very nice.
Lick the pans, get the skin. Though I love this. It's a battle for the skin, because I love the skin.
Janice is just throwing it in the three of them. It's like,
get on the floor, Dave, and battle it out.
Dave's trying to shake hands.
All right, what's some stats?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question, at least on a couple of these. What do you think the warmest Thanksgiving ever has been in St. Louis?
Hmm.
It happened in 19. Actually, it happened several times, but 1966.
I'm going to say 83 degrees.
That's solid. I think it's a little high, and I will go 77.
Okay.
Andrew's out of the room.
Okay, 74.
Not I bad. Almost went 74.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 74, Dave. Was I
coldest Thanksgiving morning.
Ooh.
1950.
10 degrees.
I was going to say 8 degrees.
Negative 5.
No, Rachel, right on the money.
Yes. Nice. Hey. She likes to win.
Yeah. The wettest, as far as rainfall, 1.56 inches. How much, what do you think the heaviest snow on Thanksgiving has been?
I would say 5 inches.
Yeah, 6 inches.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, 6.5.
We're pretty good at this. Mm-hmm.
Better go buy the Mega Millions.
Yeah.
And we have got a cold weekend on the way.
Yes, we do.
Really cold. Really cold. It's still, you know, first of all, let's get another cold front coming through. This will bring some light rain between, let's say it ends around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Could be some sloppy, wet snowflakes. We'll get down to 33, so really close. But most of it is rain. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, some early morning clouds, otherwise sunny and cold, 39. 24 Thursday night, Friday sunny, breezy, 35 degrees, 24 Friday night. Still on track for our first Alberta Clipper of the season. Saturday afternoon looks like the prime focus. Clouds on Saturday, a light, dry, fluffy, powdery snow Saturday afternoon. It's fast, in and out, quickly. I think by the time we hit 6 o'clock in the evening, Saturday evening, it's gone. 32 for the high on Saturday. It's windy, especially on the backside of the Clipper. Going to stick with 1, maybe 2 inches. That is still pretty far out for amounts, but I want to let people know that we should see some kind of accumulating snow. Could there be a little more? Yes, there could. So just kind of keep that in mind. 20 degrees Saturday night and Sunday sunny and 29. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you have it.
What's wrong, Dave?
Nothing. I feel
not
like I'm
happy.
No. I feel like I'm not doing a show. I'm enjoying this experience I'm having.
Yeah.
Listening to Dave Murray personally give me the forecast. You ever do that? I don't do this very often, but like once a year, I just go into this mode where I'm like, I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah, it's cozy. Like
I'm a listener today. I'm enjoying Rachel's content, and I'm enjoying Dave's forecast, and I'm just like, well done. Yes,
I listen to Dave, the weather forecast.
Yeah, I like to tell this story, and this goes way back. I used a prompter when I was on TV because it was very, and the main reason I started using it was my director at the time, a guy named Joey Ford, who's a dear friend of mine. At this point, he went on and directed Oprah and some other big shows. But Jay Randolph was our sports guy. And Jay would come in and basically just say to the director, okay, here's what I'm going to do. And he would do that during the weathercast. So my director was like trying to listen to me and know what I was going to do and listening to Jay at the same time. So we sat down, we had a little powwow. I said, what if I scripted the thing? I said it would make for a better presentation. Mm-hmm. And he said, that would be great. Then I'm just listening for a key word or two. So we started doing that. But what would happen every once in a while, the guys running the teleprompter, which was out in the studio, was this big, long conveyor belt thing. They would occasionally get interested in what I was saying and not do anything with the prompter.
It's awesome.
Forget to move it.
Yeah. So then what would you do?
I just keep going. You know what? Yeah, I use the prompter, but you know what? You do it all yourself. Yeah. You do the forecast. You do the written part of it. You just keep going. Dave, you can't stop.
You'll appreciate this. A few years back, I was invited by Discovery Channel to be on this national television show at the Exorcist House, and they were just vetting me, and they're like, can you use a teleprompter? I'm like, oh my God, you're not going to find anyone better on a teleprompter than Dave Glover. Now, I had never even seen a teleprompter at this point. Like, literally had never seen one up close. So I get there the first day of rehearsals, and they have the teleprompter. First of all, I can't even see it very well with my eyesight, and they're moving it too fast. Now they're moving it too slow. And so I said, hey guys, what you've written is great, but I'm just more of an impromptu guy. Can we try it once without the teleprompter? And they're like, well, we're going to have to use it for the show, but we can try it once. And I just happened to get lucky and nail it. And they're like, okay, let's just do it without the teleprompter. I would have had to come clean and tell them I lied to you. And now you don't have a co-host because I can't read this damn teleprompter.
I love it.
Yeah,
it
just
but you know
out.
What? A good lesson in a job interview. If you think you're a good match to the company and you don't know exactly how to do one thing, Yeah, go ahead and say you know how to do it. Then learn how to do it.
Say what you need to say.
That's right.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. And don't forget, if you, for some reason, you don't have your turkey, Schnucks has their lowest price on turkey in 14 years. It's just 58 cents.
Do we know why this is? Do we know, is there a turkey surplus or something?
I don't, you know what, Dave? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, because I've been hearing that they're the cheapest they've been in years and years.
Mm-hmm. It's the lowest it's been since 2010. All right, according to a new survey, over 20% of Gen Z healthcare workers may leave the industry in the next 5 years.
Just burnout?
Saying, yeah, burnout. They say they feel like expendable resources instead of people. And this is an industry that has a tendency to like kind of trample on your personal boundaries.
Yes.
I mean, burnout is a huge thing in the healthcare industry.
Let me just shout out to healthcare workers doing the stuff I do with hospice. I see it up close and personal now, and I'm friends with the nurses, and we're kind of on the same team. What they go through. I mean, there are some bad ones, just like there's some bad cops that give nurses and doctors a bad name and they just don't care. But they are constantly, have you given the medicine? My mom hasn't eaten yet. This. Like, it would be really easy to lose your give a crap, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just thought that story was kind of scary because we need Gen Z healthcare workers.
Someone's going to wipe my butt.
It's one way to put it, but
ain't going to wipe itself.
So authorities seized 3,000 fake Gibson guitars in Southern California. They were counterfeits, and it was the largest seizure of fake musical instruments in U.S. history. The cargo arrived in ocean containers from Asia, and they confiscated over 3,000 guitars. As I said, if genuine, these guitars would have been valued at over $18 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I give you guys a Gibson fact that I learned recently?
Sure.
So the most famous Gibson, obviously, is the Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We know Les Paul. I think you own a couple of them,
I do.
Dave. Did you know Mr. Les Paul worked for KMOX?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. No.
He worked very, very early in his life when he was like, you know, 19, 20 years old. He worked for a couple different radio stations around the country in one capacity or another before he got into like luthiering and stuff.
Look at that.
And he worked for KMOX.
So at least two great guitarists have worked for KMOX.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's the second best guitarist to work for KMOX.
How cool.
Dozens of reptiles from a snake show greeted troopers at the scene of a North Carolina wreck. So dozens of reptiles, including 28 snakes, were involved in a new North Carolina wreck when a truck rear-ended a camper on Interstate 95. The crash occurred at the start of the Thanksgiving travel rush, with the truck driver sustaining serious injuries. He had fallen asleep at the wheel before he rear-ended this camper. The animals also included tortoises, bearded dragons, dogs, and a cat, but they were all safely accounted for by the towing and road service who responded to the scene.
Yeah, those snakes are, you're free now.
Yeah. Enjoy your new life.
You now live here.
There will be some fast food restaurants open on Thanksgiving Day of 2024, including Domino's. That will vary by location. Dutch Brothers Coffee will also have varying hours. Golden Corral will feature a special holiday buffet, while IHOP, KFC, McDonald's, Popeyes, Starbucks, Taco Bell, and Wendy's will have locations open on Thanksgiving. I did look it up.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that Hardee's is closed on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So please go this weekend and make a donation to Operation Food Search,
yes,
but maybe do it on Friday or Saturday.
And Cracker Barrel, right?
They're open. I am told it's their busiest day of the year.
It's kind of exciting. It's kind of like flying on the busiest day of the year.
Yeah.
Andrew and his family are going to Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be an adventure. We're going to see how it goes. I was telling these guys, we do have backup food. My wife and I went out last night and got backup dinner just in case.
Yeah.
This is a total.
It'll go south?
Yeah, it's a total disaster. Then at least we have something that we can.
You would think it would be fine.
Why wouldn't it? Less that it's going to be like any kind of a problem, and more just that it'd be an astronomical wait time, given that it is.
Yeah, but you know what? That's self-policing. Very few people are going to wait more than an hour and a half.
Right.
So people will walk up, watch your wait, 2 hours, they'll leave. You'll be fine.
Andrew, give me a call. We'll get you a reservation.
Dave knows people.
That. Yeah, if you could make some calls to the CEO, Dave, that would be.
He knows people at the barrel.
Very helpful. Because we did try to make reservations, which, let me tell you, that's a humbling experience to have in your life. If you think you're doing okay and then you call Cracker Barrel to make a reservation and they say, hell no, that's like, okay, I get you.
kind of lets you know right where you're at.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like, well, you didn't have to talk to me like that, but okay. But
then aren't you going out of town this weekend, too?
Going to Branson. Going to Silver Dollar City.
You're doing it all.
Yeah, I'm going all over the place.
You're living large.
Try going to a Cracker Barrel in Branson.
I am trying not to think about how unpleasant it's going to be at Silver Dollar City when it's like 40 degrees out on Saturday and Sunday.
Just wear a jacket. You'll be
fine.
Yeah.
You can borrow my girl's jacket.
Yeah, I'll wear a lady's jacket and I'll be just right.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. I want to tell
52 DGS. We have Bernie Miklas on the other side of the top of the hour break. Glenn Powell called into a lookalike contest for him in Austin, Texas. Couldn't care less, but it made me think we should resurrect the DGS lookalike contest.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Where we find the best Rachel, the best Dave, the best Wheeler, the best Andrew.
It'd be very fun.
Have them all come in.
Yeah, this lookalike contest trend is interesting.
Yeah.
Whose lookalike contest do you think you would be in, Dave?
It's a good question.
Tom Cruise, probably, right?
I really don't know because I really don't feel like I have a good hold on how I look. Mm. Like, anytime people recognize me out, I'm like, how did you know it was me? Like, I look like every guy at a hockey game. What are you talking about? How about you? Miss Maisel?
Yeah, probably her. Or I saw on Reddit recently, there was a Rachel Sinnott. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah, I know Rachel.
An obscure actress, but I've been told I look like her before too. So I named Rachel, and I only look like actresses named Rachel.
Yeah, that's weird. Andrew, you got anybody?
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to be told that.
You don't want to be presented with your lookalike?
Yeah, I don't want to. Hey, you look like it's Hodor.
No,
not normal Hodor. It's Hodor when he's all nasty and on the wall.
Jeez,
that's not true.
When he's all dirty in Game of Thrones.
I don't like it when he talks down on himself like this. I don't. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving. This shouldn't be happening.
About to buck him up on the break. Lyle Menendez's wife announced that there's separation amid rumors that he's having an affair.
Who is that?
It's one of the Menendez brothers.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting
about
it.
Sorry, I was in actor mode.
So first of all, he's married. Mm-hmm. Now he's separated because he was cheating on her in prison.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I need to brush up on all the Menendez brothers stuff. I know it's an obsession for many people. I couldn't talk about it intelligently for 30 seconds.
It's crazier than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I've learned a little bit just because it's been like back in the news and it's, you know, du jour again, but it's crazier than I thought. I thought it was pretty cut and paste, but it's got some weird stuff in there.
A fancy restaurant in New York is selling a special cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving that costs $195 per spoonful.
Oh, wow.
It's infused with a fancy port wine, white truffles, and decorated with edible gold leaf. Do you think that this kind of stuff will go the way of chasing your assistant around the desk?
Yes,
like the Me Too thing?
Yes, I do. I think we're going to look back on this and be like, and we put up with you people?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So one day we all just snapped and said we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I think we can all take when someone makes more money than we do. We can even take someone like Bezos. We're like, okay, he founded Amazon. He's got billions of dollars.
Don't rub my face in it.
Yeah, like, you know who I resent are normal rich people. Like, I bet you every person who buys this $200 spoonful of cranberry sauce is not that rich.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They're trying to flex, trying to show they're rich.
Mm-hmm.
Company in Japan is working on a human washing machine. It blasts you clean with tiny bubbles. It looks like the cockpit of a fighter jet.
I love it.
Yeah, sounds good.
I would get in the... I mean, I have a shower chair. You know, I'm doing the self-showering shower.